John, this nonprofit is called Bunker Labs. Mm-hmm. It's a national organization. They have locations in 12 cities, including Jacksonville, right?
Yes, they do. And they're based in Chicago. Their mission is to help veterans start businesses. And they've just gotten a $1.5 million grant. And $50,000 of that will go to the Jacksonville chapter, which is run by Derek Distenfield.
And you talked with Derek.
And Derek has a really cool vision for what he'd like to do here in Jacksonville.
How phenomenal would it be if Jacksonville was known as a place for military veterans to start businesses? Like, that would be amazing. And we have everything for it. There's a lot of people here doing great things that help military veterans. What the Bunker does, it just wraps a brand around it.
So if I'm a military veteran coming to Jacksonville to settle down, what can Bunker Labs do for me if I want to start a business?
Well, you'd be placed in a group of about 12 companies, and you go through an intensive training for, 14, 15 weeks that would teach you how to plan for your business, how to raise money for it, how to hire people, all the aspects of executing a business plan. What's interesting is after World War II, when you were coming out of the military, there were VFW halls, American Foreign Legion halls. These are places where veterans met. And a lot of the things they talked about was starting businesses. Mm-hmm. I think almost 50% of the veterans coming out of World War II started a small business.
Wow.
So that doesn't really exist so much anymore. So they're hoping that Bunker Labs can fill that void and serve as a place where veterans who want to start businesses, statistics show about 25% of them do, they can meet and they can talk and plan and get their businesses up and running.
Millennials want to be a part of startups. And what we're doing is we're rebranding with physical locations, physical rally points, under a new premise, a modern premise that military veterans want to be a part of.
Again, the Jacksonville chapter of Bunker Labs is getting a $50,000 piece of this big nationwide grant. What is Derek planning to use it for exactly?
They're looking for business mentors. They're looking for some founding partners. They're also building toward a very large conference in November here in Jacksonville, which will bring together veterans who want to start businesses and veterans who want to help veterans start businesses.
WJCT business analyst John Burr talked with Bunker Labs' Derek Distenfield. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.